Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show Classics. Any great secret really should be told more than once, just like the first time. The Secret Show is not for everyone and should only be enjoyed by those over the age of 18. The Secret Show Classics. Always available at RadioAlice.com.
Got a little secret I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Nice to see that the entire gang is here. Welcome, Jamie. I'm glad you came down.
I'm not missing this. Are you kidding me?
For this secret show.
I'm excited.
I feel like it's going to sound like we're totally badgering
them. You know what? It's not going to be us. It's the listeners. Ready?
No, hold on. Jamie, how was the St. Patrick's Day party at your house? Let's hear about that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Oh, wait. Look, there's emails for Hooman. Hey.
Start the show, Sarah.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, March 18th, 2013. Sarah, Vinny, Hooman, and Brennan here. Jamie joining you, Zed, in the other studio. What interns came down today?
Our lovely Jen, who's done all the work on her own today.
The only one that showed up.
Thanks,
she's amazing.
Jen. Jesus. She's like super intern.
What happened to the other one you sat?
She called in sick.
Is it Rachel's day?
Yeah.
Bitch, come on, Rachel. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Now, these run the gamut, all right? Some of them love Hooman, some hate Hooman, some have little stories that they want to relate about Hooman. Oh, we're going to plow through.
Okay. Wonderful.
Now, just to catch you, and actually before we even start, to catch you up to speed, Monday, 1 week ago today, at the very, very end of the show, Hooman revealed to us that he, in fact, had never dined at the Downtown Dining and Entertainment. He never that one girl. Can stand?
No.
Sure can.
He never
gave oral to that lady.
He never munched that girl's carpet.
Hey, leave that in.
The I love you, I love you, I love you girl. Now, all of us at the time, we all went, wait, that was when she would say that. The I love you, I love you, I love you. That was, and then who was, no, 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 no. So luckily, by Tuesday, we had found a clip where he did, in fact, say, yes, I've munched that girl from years before. And then one of our wonderful listeners said it was August 3rd, 2010 when he told the whole story. And so we do have a little bit of that. Should we start with that?
No.
Sure, it's 2 minutes. You can
the offending clip.
Entirely. Is it here on Vox Pro?
Everyone heard it on Monday.
All right, now listen. Yeah, but I didn't. I wasn't listening to Friday's Secret Show.
Yeah, I didn't hear it either.
You have time when you get home.
I'm going to go ahead and turn Hooman's mic off. In fact, I'm going to turn...
I just shouted here, you know.
I'm turning all our mics off so no one can shout. Here we go, back in... Remember? The first time you guys exchanged I love yous. Or the first time you said I love you and she didn't say it back.
It was definitely the first time I gave her an orgasm. Because she stopped afterwards and she looked at me. She's like, I love you. I love you so much. I love you. And then I looked at her and I said, I love you too.
Wow. So the first time you guys made the sweet romance? Or had you to try a few times before you got her there?
Can we? I'll answer this, but you can't leave this part in. You have to cut this part out.
Hey. So wait. So you're down there, and then when she finishes, she looks down at you and goes, "I love you," and you look up with her all over your face, and you're like, "I love you too."
It wasn't quite exactly like that, but instead of it,
he just looked up at her and then he sprung forward and put her all over her own mouth.
Chicks like that, by the way.
No, chicks don't like that.
No, the chicks I know, they want you to kiss them right after you.
I don't want to.
You're a rare breed. No. All the chicks that I'm with are like freaky.
I don't want it. I prefer you to wipe your face off.
Every girl that I've has grabbed my face after they've had and started kissing me. It's not me.
Well,
it's
you're
not
going out
dude.
With a bunch of old, rigid broads that probably haven't had it like that in 30 years.
Anyway,
they're so grateful.
The orgasm.
They'll your own your face.
The orgasm.
They would.
Do we have to cut all this out, or can
no,
we just cut out
this
the
part?
One
just the one part. Yeah, this part stays in.
Well, just the orgasm. The orgasm she had was very intense, and it was probably better than anything she'd had in the past 5 years. So,
or ever for
a year. Yeah.
30.
I can honestly say I.
Yes.
I know what I'm doing down there. So
you're advanced.
I'm advanced. I can only imagine how she was, you know, somewhat pleased.
Wow. Sarah just threw up.
All right, that was it.
There you go.
That is, boy, we were laughing our asses off. I can honestly say that, you know, I know what I'm doing down there. I know what I'm doing.
What are you going to say for yourself?
Now we're back to now.
I've already admitted to it. I feel like we're belaboring a we're beating a dead horse right here.
You just forgot the lie that you told. That's all.
That's all.
Okay, now we get to some emails.
There we go.
Love the Secret Show podcast. Used to live in the Bay Area, but moved to New York last year for a job. The podcast is a nice way for me to keep connected to my favorite morning personalities from the other coast. I listened to it on my way home from Manhattan to New Jersey, about a 20-minute train ride. That's where I got into some trouble tonight, and I'm going to blame Hooman. During commute hours, the first and last car of the train are designated quiet cars. Passengers in these cars can't talk, can't make phone calls, and must use headphones when listening to music. I usually don't sit in the quiet car, but with no seats on the way home in the other areas of the train, I sat in the quiet car listening to The Secret Show. Everything was cool on the way home. Hearing Sarah and Vinny ream on Hooman was hilarious. As I was getting off the train, I dropped my iPhone, which yanked the earphones out of the jack. Normally, the audio would stop when the headphones are removed, but for some reason it didn't, and the entire quiet car heard Vinny say, "You took that chick, rolled her over, pulled her up on her knees, and hammered her from behind." Followed by Sarah saying, "Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you." Embarrassed, I quickly scooped the phone up, plugged the headphones back in, and pressed pause on the podcast, got off the train, and walked the rest of the way home in silence. I totally blame Hooman for this. If he hadn't lied about his girlfriend, it wouldn't have been a topic. I probably won't be sitting in the quiet car ever again. Love you guys, Matt.
That's kind of a weak start. What else you got?
I was listening to the Secret Show.
You have some nerve, pal.
I was listening to the Secret Show the other day when Hooman dropped the bomb. My jaw dropped too, because I certainly was under the impression that he was feasting when Snuffy said, "I love you." I literally listened to that podcast a couple months ago and had an idea of the dates. I went back about the time and found it, August 3rd, 2010.
There he is. This is the guy.
This is the guy.
Doing Blim's job.
Thank you.
Sorry, Hooman, I'm one of your fans, but I was curious if I heard everyone else did too. In his defense, there's nothing on there that says 100% what he was doing. I disagree. I think we just heard him talking about it being on the face and how he was so good at that. Gave her the best one she'd had in 5 years, at least, if not 30.
Thank you, Matt, the guy who found it.
I know what I'm doing down there.
The expert of experts who listens to the show 100 times.
I know what I'm doing down there.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to toot my own horn.
It matters what Matt says. He's the listener.
Here's one
from Sue. The listener's always right.
Hooman's Secret Show lies. I kept waiting for Hooman to say, "Oh, yeah, her breasts were like sandbags. He's a 38-year-old virgin."
Right. Keep him coming.
I love
more.
I love Hooman's character on the show, the pompous ass. So funny and such good fodder. But there have been a few moments that were so ugly it made me kind of upset.
I know.
There was the gift stuff, of course. Everyone talks for weeks about how he doesn't appreciate anything and loses gifts and doesn't care about what people thoughtfully get for him. And then someone comes up with a charity gift to something he supposedly cares about, and he's an asshat about it. So awful to hear.
So ugly.
And the gift he gives is so extravagant and more expensive than what was agreed upon, and he brags about it to make people feel bad. Just unbelievable. What a lack of humility.
I know, right?
I'm not surprised about the lie, but I've not believed so many of his stories. What a jackass. And I certainly don't believe for a second that he's an accomplished lover. Please. And as an organic farmer, I wish he would stop talking about food, nutrition, and what organic means. He's preachy and wrong so much of the time. Say my name, Nancy, Philly listener number one from the DRE days.
Yeah!
Philly! What's up, Philly?
Hey, Philly.
Does she even count? She's not local.
Yeah, she counts.
Okay, good.
Philly is a big part of our history.
Subject.
That's where we got together.
That's right. Subject, 35 outraged follow-up whispers from the cube. Hey, gang. Thank you for reading the letter on the air. Most of my cube mates get it that it's Hooman who's a pathological liar and not the rest of you.
Yeah.
I campaigned for you as if all of you were the second coming and Husky was Sarah Palin. We are still listening, and thanks to Blim, 1000 Clement at 11th, now specializing in burritos, for finding the clip of Hoodicky and his bald-faced lie. We love Michael Franti's idea of punishment along with the roast, and we'd like to add that Whodunit should have to wear the cone of shame for his penance debut and confess any of his other fibs, like the girl who arrived 5 times from his digital dance through her jeans, liar, the explosive queef hair blowback chick that he dated for 2 years and can't remember her name, lies.
Kinlan, it's Kinlan. Somebody find her.
My mates say, Alice...
What about the 5 BJs he got him one night?
Right.
Possibly another lie.
My mates say, Alice at 97.3 needs a hoosterectomy. Hoos think he's been catfishing all of us. I say let the fat bastard stay till his food baby Olive is born and then put him out of his misery like
a rabid dog.
Actually, I've always liked Hoo Dummy, but my QBs have a point. We can't wait for the hoosectomy on Monday. You may end up with more listeners than ever. We have over 5,000 employees altogether between here and our satellites. I hope they all tune in for the roast. Since our letter was read on the air, I've received quite a few anonymous bad advice letters in my cube mailbox to pass on to you. If it's okay with you, I will, but I don't expect you to read them all in the air. Some are surprisingly sinful and disgustingly delicious. I even caught someone from Gen Pop, general population, or those who don't work in cubes like employees from the barfeteria or janitor, sneaking letters in my box. By the way, meet. I love the video. Yuzi, you have the best smile and boobs ever. Vinny, I've always thought you were hot, but the way you were strutting around, woo-wee. Vegetarianism has done you proud. You still eating pie, right? And Sarah, love you and all your alter egos and voices. Who did he, you silver fox? Not you lying POS. Can't wait to smell you rump roasting.
Oh, God.
POS.
Funny.
Cubicle number 9, soon representing Whisper from the Cubes. First Whisper will be sometime next week.
That's a good one.
It's all right. I mean, it's not overdoing.
Funny.
Okay, since I've been converted to a human lover instead of a human hater, I need to defend him. This is just based on the first podcast where you ask him if Snuffy was the oldest that he ever hoo-hawed on, and he said yes. I think it was just to brush over and not get a million questions. He was just going with the conversation. However, I do hear that there's more evidence, and I may change my mind, but I thought he needed someone on his side. Kelly, OFOC.
Thanks, Kel. I mean, could have done a better job, but...
See how he is? And then someone that sticks up for him, he totally talks down on them. I wonder everyone hates you.
Yeah.
I was listening to The Secret Show the last couple days and could not stop laughing when Hooman was actually caught in one of his lies. I didn't find it shocking at all that he lied about sex, since a chubby check and the jackhammer are his advanced moves.
This is our advanced.
But based on his other stories, it seems that cuddling and grinding a girl through her clothes are his actual go-to moves. There's nothing wrong with being a virgin or inexperienced. You don't have to try and compete with the others on the show. I don't agree...
Yeah,
with the 35 people in the office, I wouldn't jump off the show even if I found out you were all lying. I tune in for entertainment and you deliver. Thanks all, Sam.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sam.
Sarah, Vinny, Yuzi, Blim, and Jamie. Don't say my name. Hooman, is the queef chick real? Tell the truth for once in your life.
Stop using my lines, everyone.
On you, yeah.
Yeah, please. Think of your own. Yeah, she's real. She's a real human being.
What about the queef thing, though?
Yeah, no, she blew every time. She was about to hit orgasm.
Okay, he's laughing. I'm not laughing.
I'm looking right at your...
And then is it true that she would then cry? You'd have to spend 20 minutes coddling her and then get back down there to work?
20 to 45 every time. And then I'd have to finish.
And did your hair actually get blown back like John Johnson in the 80s?
It was like a shotgun every time. Pooh!
Oh, God.
But it was a long shotgun. It was like...
I have never had a woman make that sound like that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I guess her vagina sucked in a lot of air. Leave that in.
5 times through the jeans, for real. Tell the truth for once in your life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so that's another one.
That's
That girl wrote me an email the other day saying, I really feel like you led me on.
The email up. Read it to us.
Yeah.
You still have it. You know you do.
It's somewhere.
You always say that.
The other day. It's only a few days ago.
Well, I'm just saying she just...
Search her name in your inbox.
I'm looking. Hold on. Just
Vinny should
patient.
Do it for him.
Yeah.
No, just everyone stay in your seats. If anyone moves, I'm going to close my computer. It says...
Leave all this in.
This is from March 12th. Dude, I can't believe you totally blew me off. I wrote back, what did I do? She said, I figured you'd either contact me or tell me you weren't into me, but not neither. Kind of weird, no? Or maybe that's how people roll those days. I said, so sorry, I didn't mean to mislead. I thought we were just having fun. We were. Just didn't know it was one and done. I'm not pissed, just confused.
I forgot. Who is this person?
This is the girl. She was like a yoga instructor or something. He met her for lunch. No, they had a glass of wine. Then they go back to his house, and he rubs her through her pants five times to fulfillment.
On the couch that you guys all sat on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Don't worry. She kept her pants on.
I like that one and done, though. I'm going to
steal that.
One and done. Like a girl's version of stick and move.
Can I write back to her?
Yeah.
No, you can't write anything.
Because I have a question for her.
You can sit there and just keep reading your emails, being bitchy.
5 BJs in one night. Tell the truth for once in your life.
Oh, my God.
I think he's at 8 BJs in one night that girl gave him on his 21st birthday.
I remember five.
Look at you, Seth.
Tell the truth about that.
That really happened. I was 21. I was at a club called Sole Luna, which doesn't exist anymore, but right down here in the financial district.
Was there any witnesses?
Yeah, there was a
girl.
Bunch
of Persian guys
find.
That I'm not friends with anymore. I was 21.
Why aren't you friends with them anymore?
I don't know. They were, you know, at the time they were fun, and, you know, as time passes, you kind of see that they're...
Grudges. You get grudges against all of them.
No, they just... were kind of
jealous of you.
No, this is their life, like going to clubs, and I just wanted to accomplish more.
Did you just lie to them too much? Is that the real problem?
Good one, Jamie. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, nice, Jamie.
Thanks
nice
for coming by.
We wanted to stop partying at those low level clubs and move up to the society clubs. Was all of the movie filmed on a cell phone? Tell the truth for once in your life.
There are witnesses to that.
I will always be a fan of the show, but I will never trust Hooman's stories again.
Well, maybe I just won't say any more stories.
Yes, you will. You can't help yourself. Touch my body.
Rub me on the floor.
Take care, except for Hooman, lesbian listener number 123. Don't say my name. I'm the 41-year-old who likes the fact that Hooman doesn't try to mount every woman he meets. Here's the picture.
Yeah, I'm sure she hates me too now.
No, huh? She loves you. She says, I live in Sacramento. Am I worth the drive? Is he worth the drive?
You going to do her?
She's very, you know, she's got amazing
skin. I'm sorry. Are you going to ignore her?
I don't know. I mean, it's a little weird, isn't it? I don't know. Is it?
People meet online all the time.
Well, maybe if she comes to an event, we can talk or something.
Meet us at Comedy Cocktail. It's a week away.
I'm very busy that night. I got to make sure everybody, you know, gets to their designated areas and help out where I can.
Subject, hooey.
Meet the clients.
Okay, so really, people, anyone who listens to the show for a while knows Hooman is a one-man bluster.
Yeah.
But if you listen long enough, you forgive him. For he knows not the basic truths. One, whoever you are is good enough, interesting enough. If he wouldn't lie, he'd be 1,000 times more appealing. Hooman doesn't have to lie to be interesting. It's the lies and hyperbole that make him less interesting. Lying negates the good qualities he clearly possesses. Mm. Number two, as Judge Judy says, if you don't lie, you don't have to have a good memory. Mm-hmm. Hooman, be yourself as you actually are, and life will prove to you that it's a much happier place when you're accepted for reals. Bonus, my eyeballs will stay in my head more often while listening. It's hard to drive when they're rolling so hard I nearly pass out. Best, Jen.
Mm, good one. Thank you, Jen. So deep.
Mm. All right, well, that's it.
Oh, that's it? That's all you got?
Let's see. Pathetic. Let's see who's on hold, Sarah.
All right.
Scott.
Oh, good. Scott.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Andy, and I just wanted to catch the show. You guys are really giving him a hard time today, it sounds like.
Yeah, stick up for me, Andy. Put these douchebags in their places.
Oh, really? We're the douchebags.
Feel free to go through each one individually, say their name and what their problem is. Go ahead, Andy. The floor is all yours.
No, I mean, actually, Vinny's having a great time today, it sounds like. He's not saying much, but he's laughing his ass off.
I know. Can you believe that guy?
You know, you're actually okay. So I don't think you're that bad. You know, I like you.
Thanks, Andy.
No.
Anything you want to say badly about my coworkers?
I mean, they don't lie. Sorry, Hooman. I mean, they don't lie.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Andy. Thanks for nothing. That's all you got?
Andy's the best around.
That's not.
That's all my right, body. Andy.
Thanks for the call. Have a wonderful day.
All right, should we put you back
on
hold?
Any update on Lorelai?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What happened with that?
Oh, is this Andy and Lorelai?
Oh, gee. I set you up, dude. That was me that made that happen.
Hey, I mean, you know, you should go out with that 41-year-old, you know? It's
she's cute. Like,
look at this guy. Where's his thank you? Where's his gratitude?
Nowhere
to be found.
Stop it. He isn't a fan.
Are you guys going to go to Comedy Cocktail still?
Yes, we are.
Have you guys seen each other since that first date?
We're seeing each other tomorrow night.
Have you guys kissed yet?
No, we haven't.
But this is your second date tomorrow night?
Correct.
Oh, okay, good. All right, well, have fun.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, we want a full report on Wednesday.
Yeah, I hope you kiss her. Go in. Do it.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Appreciate all your help. And Newman, you know...
Too late. Okay. Too late. I don't want to hear it, Andy. All right, we're done.
All right, thanks Andy.
Put him back on.
Okay,
bye. Hang up.
Do you want to be on hold or do you want to hang up?
Yeah, leave me on hold.
Right. Oh, look at this guy.
I was wondering if we heard from Scott. Have you heard from him to see if he was going home to maybe break up or maybe fall right back into the same pattern he's been living?
No, I haven't heard anything.
I'll text him or I'll email him and tell him to call us tomorrow.
But before we leave the topic of Hooman altogether, I want to figure out a good punishment for him.
This is the punishment.
This was not even punishing.
Please, this was so torturous.
We're just, you know what? It's just very disappointing.
I think you just said,
weep.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Blah.
What else am I going to say? Oh, I'm so wounded. I am wounded. It hurts. Nobody's really on my side. Everyone's against me.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
You people are so persecuted.
There is no punishment. This is the punishment.
No, I think that the punishment is
enough.
That we need to get you a t-shirt.
No, absolutely not. I'm not
gonna wear it. I am not a ninja.
No, I'm not gonna absolutely not.
I lied about licking Kitty.
That's what it was.
That's Michael Franti's idea.
Yeah.
But you could tell he's a dad the way he was just spitting out appropriate punishments. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. Mm. He knows it.
He scolded some folks, huh?
Yeah.
I lie about licking.
Meow.
Stop looking at me.
Should we have a picture of a cat on there?
Sure.
And just I lie about licking?
Take a picture of your cat or something.
My cats they're not very photogenic.
I know, right? Oh, well, that idea is down the toilet.
Hey, I'm sure the internet has some pictures of cats looking fine.
Yeah, couple.
You know, maybe we could get that grumpy cat.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
No, because then people see that and go, grumpy? He lied about looking grumpy?
Why would he look grumpy?
Right.
Mm. So where would he wear this shirt?
Nowhere.
He would have to wear it during our show, and then I'll switch places with him, and he could be in the camera all morning long.
Uh-huh.
Oh. I don't know if that's torture for listeners.
Yeah, I don't think that's good for business.
I think you should have to wear it at a secret show or something.
No, absolutely not.
No, because we're not going to do a secret show for a little bit. Well, I want to do one coming up on Mother's Day. But will that be too far for the payoff?
I think so.
Yeah, let's just not.
I think
do
you should
any.
Just
this
have to. I mean, he's used to wearing the same clothes day after day. Why
this
don't
is
we just
the reward
make him
for
a...
being honest for coming out with the truth?
But you weren't. You were caught in a lie. You just.
No, I admitted it freely.
Oh my God!
I never said that. I never said that.
You didn't admit it until we found the clips.
Well, there you go. You found the clips. Congratulations.
What are you even saying?
He doesn't know.
All right, we done or what?
No.
Out of here or what?
How long have we done?
A long time. Please, we've done enough for like six years when Francie was in here.
Barely 20 minutes.
Surprised we didn't have his mom and uncles and aunts coming on sing.
All right. I've been waiting to do this email because after last week with everything that was going on and we missed a couple shows and Franti was on and this one, it's really been bugging me. I want to help this guy. And I don't know what to say to him, frankly.
I have no idea.
No, you will.
Vinny. Go ahead, Vinny.
You will. Backstory. I'm in my 40s, handsome, great job, married with kids. The situation.
What?
You still got it, Hooman.
Recently, I've been extremely occupied at work and thought that my distraction to work was a result of a very busy quarter. My department's been working late, and oftentimes we'll have a celebratory adult bevy at the watering hole down the street. This is probably the part that either who or Vin will start guessing what the problem is. Go ahead. Take your guesses. Go ahead. You can guess,
co-worker too. That he's into? Lady
Anybody
co-worker?
Else?
Yeah.
And yes, a coworker and I have found friendship and commiserate with one another on being parents and sharing a lot of similar frustrations within our relationship. So naturally, we gravitate to one another. We recently attended a conference together where after the event, we celebrated and, well, just got plain toasted. We headed back up to the hotel to hang out a little more in hopes of sobering up. And in an unexpected moment, we end up kissing. Mm. It was one of the hottest moments I've ever been in my life. The forbidden moment, and it was happening as we were now starting to disrobe. Even drunk, I can still remember the feeling. I had a tingling that I have since forgotten. It was crazy. Now, this is the most interesting part. Yes, you can let them guess again. I doubt they will get this cliffhanger.
It's a guy.
My coworker is a married man.
Oh, wow.
We ended up stopping and didn't go further than being almost naked as we both had a moment of clarity and freaked us out. I'm reading verbatim. We kind of left that moment and have never returned to that place. We had a brief talk about that night on a different occasion, and neither of us have ever experimented, so it was a new experience for both. He's a great-looking guy. Perhaps it was just a normal appreciation for beautiful things.
I don't believe that part.
Essentially, I want to know, are my thoughts just curiosity, a result of boredom, of my cookie-cutter life at home, and I want something crazy, a precursor to explore bisexuality, or was it just a dumb, drunk moment that I should file away in my mental safe and say, like most college girls, that I kissed a guy, too? Looking forward to hearing your thoughts, Sarah. You're first. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you do. You have an opinion. When don't you have an opinion?
Well,
when in your life has something come up where you're like, I'm completely out of words?
I'm telling you, I've been thinking about this. I've had this right in my hand for a week. I just don't know. I mean,
well, what does your heart tell you to tell him?
Well, I go, okay, well, maybe he's bi and he's, or maybe you were just drunk and you guys wound up kissing. I mean, you both freaked out. I have a feeling like, you know, I don't think people just kiss. I think there's attraction.
Build up?
Something. I don't know. Maybe, well, it was like just explore the danger.
That's the truth. There's always attraction on some level. You don't kiss someone you're not attracted to. So that's right.
Right, because if they did kiss, then one of the two guys would be like, no.
Exactly. Or he would, like, and you don't just, like, if you're all the way on the other side of the room, you don't run over. I mean, you have to be in close proximity, you know? So there was a buildup before, you know, they hit the beat where they...
I mean, it could just be like a guy crush, right? He just, well, you know, no, really likes hanging out with this guy. They have similar feelings.
Did you like, just say?
On, little no. Man crush on the
no,
other guy.
That's no, dudes don't have that. So there's.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
What about George and Dan Cortez-y?
On Seinfeld?
Yeah, but George didn't want to make out with
him. Yeah, but what if, you know, he'd been like, yeah, I'll be total man friends with you, but you got to kiss me.
George, I don't think George would have done
you
it.
You don't think
no,
so?
No, that's just romance. Vinny?
I don't know. This is one of those weird...
I don't know!
Like, I don't think I've ever... This is what I first thought of is, okay, so this is the guy that's writing us, then the other guy has clearly been with men before.
Or this guy has been and is saying
no, and he's,
I
well,
haven't.
So if he's lying to us, then he's lying.
Okay.
But let's say we're taking him on his word and we're going with what's been presented, then the other guy has some experience and he's been seduced. Because I can't, and I've had so many drunken nights, way more drunken nights than all the people all the times. And I've never been close enough to one of my bros where we might find ourselves kissing.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, by proximity, what he was talking about. There just wouldn't be that, like, eye lock and, whoa. Hey, that just wouldn't happen. We're never that in that type of physical space together. We might even be sitting shoulder to shoulder, crammed in a car, but we wouldn't be face locked like that. Like
right.
That.
Like you have to be in that position for it to be like, oh, my lips are tingling.
Hey.
And look then
at
they
you
start
looking at me while I'm looking at you.
Then they start taking their clothes off, both of them, even this guy.
Yeah, well.
And then they both freaked out. So you think the other guy definitely
I think he's been seduced. I mean, I just don't see any other way that they both accidentally found themselves
and he doesn't say,
sniffing each other's upper lip.
I mean, but now he's confused. You know, is this a precursor to me exploring bisexuality? Well, maybe it is. If you,
yeah, go
if
with
you
the flow. See
is.
What happens. I mean, you're going to ruin your marriage, but who yeah. knows?
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
you have
your wife won't be stoked.
A lot of great bathhouse nights ahead. I mean, this could unlock a whole nother world.
Or maybe it was just a thing that happened. I mean, he was drunk and sure, he got seduced by this other guy. And so this is this weird, crazy thing. He's looking for something different in his life. You know, he had this whatever attraction. And girls do this in college all the time. And it's like, oh, whatever. So I made out with my friend or, you know, oh, we weren't even messing around.
Right.
And it's no big thing. But a guy gets sucked into this and suddenly, oh, well, he's gay. There's no other. Why
well,
else would he kiss a guy?
We often have had experiences where with a guy who says, I'm not gay, I'm not gay. And then it turns out he's gay. And then we're like, had you ever given a before? Well, a few times in high school. Oh, really? So there has been some gay activity. And somehow that never came up before. We all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there is usually something we're not being told. Like, maybe since this happened, this guy has been getting himself to the thoughts of another man.
Right.
I mean, he must know in his own head what's happening, right?
Well, don't you know in your own head and heart anyway? I mean, I guess some people are in total denial, but he would know if he's got bisexual tendencies. Wouldn't he know?
I would think.
Maybe now that he's spending a little time looking at it, maybe he's got to figure it out.
Hooman?
This is the only thing I could think of. I mean, he didn't describe how miserable his life is, but it seems
he says he's fine. He says happily married.
Well, if you're happily married and things are okay,
actually, he doesn't say that. He says married with kids.
Yeah, I mean, happily married means he doesn't need to commiserate with some other guy.
Yeah. So if that's really the case, then I think he.
You know who's rad? My wife. Oh, your wife's rad too?
So
great.
Fine. Let's
my
make out.
My wife's the best ever.
What do you think, Bryn? Mr. Frickin' Quiet over there?
I feel like he can answer the questions for himself and he's just writing in because
he needs to hear it out loud.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you like guys. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you, but I think you're into dudes.
Yeah, he might be. Dildo and see if that fits.
Oh my god.
Leave that in.
You can't say that?
The action part of it.
Oh. Sit somewhere near a dildo.
Near
how is that? I usually ask
that.
Sounds
horrible. That sounds horrible. Say it a different way. More sexy, Vinny.
Put something in your
oh god. All right, try it again.
Where the sun don't shine? Come on, with this nothing.
I hate that word anyway.
So closets,
I'm gonna take it all out.
I think you should completely explore your gayness.
Or
and if you
thereof.
Don't like it, then you'll know you're not gay.
Right.
And then, you know, hopefully the guys you boned in an effort to find out if you're gay won't tell your wife. How's that?
Yeah, what if he does try that? Does he tell his wife?
No, of course not.
No.
Even if he finds out he's not gay, she's not going to take any solace in the fact that he went a bunch of guys.
Right. Yeah, I found out I'm not gay.
I boned eight guys in the bathhouse, and I didn't like any of it.
We can stay together. You know, though, this could just be drama. This is like, you know, he's in his 40s. He's doing well at work. He's married. He's got the kids. It's exhausting when he goes there. Maybe he's looking for just a little spice. And this
have
is
a garage
just what...
sale. They're fun, dude.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't that a hard one, though?
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it and thinking about it. I do want to know what happens. You got to write back to us. Tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, there's a lot you're not telling us.
Yeah.
So.
You're just giving us the total surface story.
There was a story one time when I used to do nights in San Diego. This guy called in and he, because I would just do a full blown talk show in the night. And this guy calls in and he says he had gotten drunk and passed out at a party with a bunch of his friends. And apparently, they'd put a bunch of stuff on his mouth to and told him that he'd given them. Well, so he woke up and was like,
"They put their actual baby
I don't know
gravy
what they
on
put
him.
On him, but he woke up and was like,
oh, God.
They told me that I had done this stuff, but I didn't remember it, and I was like, oh my God, that's the That is, and this was before Jackass ever. This was in 94?
90. What a horrible trick to play on somebody.
So ever since then, though, he was questioning whether he was gay, and that may, you know, maybe this was something he needed to do.
Did he know it was a trick by the time he called you?
No. This was something that had been ongoing the same way this stuff can have a tendency
so
to
go. So how
did
you know? Did you tell him, I think they tricked you?
Well, I was like, look, even then I was like, dude, I've had blackouts, but I can't imagine you gave a room full of guys, really. Oh, you can't say that, can you?
Oh. Lap kisses.
Lap kisses. Anyway, it was a whole thing, and he ended up totally exploring his gayness because of the suggestion from it.
Let's just put this in real terms for you and Yuzette. If John kissed another dude, either one, what would you think? Even if it was one time commiserating with some other dude while they're drunk, what would be your thought?
Well, we'd have a long talk about it.
Is that? Sure.
I'd have a problem with it.
There you go. So there it is. All right.
So one's going to get away with it, and the other's going to be
divorced
on
Absolutely.
The couch, if
no.
not out of the house.
Out of the house, please. She'll be done.
You're throwing him out of the house?
Yeah, she is. She doesn't even need to
answer. If Hooman and Johnny V make out at the comedy cocktail for
Johnny's
a minute.
Half in the bag. I mean, he can't help it.
No
thing. All over.
Totally blame it on Hooman.
Tongue or no tongue?
Tongue.
Every grinding. You gave him five through the pants.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
Talented.
Yeah. You're
well,
that
what
talented.
Would you do? What would you do?
I'd be pretty upset.
And there it is.
But you'd dump him.
Yeah, she would. Please.
What if he's like, oh, I don't know what happened. First human made me feel his man.
And now my pants are soaking wet. And I have a crusty mustache.
Oh, you guys are gross. Let's go now.
I know. Totally. Please, I didn't even want to come down today.
Wait, I have a question for Sarah, because you've kissed chicks, been out, got drunk, and just kissed on whoever.
A bunch of them.
So now, yeah, so now you still have issues if John does the same thing?
Chicks are meant to make out with
one another. I know my own motivations.
Well, maybe he knows his own. Maybe he was like, I just wanted to have fun with Pat. Pat was like, hey, let's make out. And I was like, why not?
Why Pat?
Get over here. Let's do it, buddy.
No, I'd be like, you know what? Your taste level frightens me. And so
Pat is great. Stop it. And he's tall and he's thin. Come on.
Make out with somebody that I can fantasize about.
What if it was Paul Walker?
No.
Who?
How about Ryan Reynolds?
All right, how about Ryan Reynolds? What if
Who's
John
Paul Walker?
He's the actor.
Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah, for Christ's sake.
I know. Where
Do you
that
love him?
From?
No, but I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what kind of guy she likes. It's really hard to tell, Sarah. So what if it was Ryan Gosling? Ryan Gosling.
Ryan
Gosling.
Ryan Reynolds.
Riesling.
Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know. I mean, it is different when guys do it because well, there is such a social stigma attached to it.
Right, but you are a forward thinker, and you don't need to accept people's opinions in on it. It's just you and John, and him and Pat had a night where they decided to get loose, and Pat had explained that Marianne wasn't putting out, and John was like, look. Pat, I'm your bro. Stick it to me.
Hey, Jimmy. Yeah,
no problem.
Weird. Have you made out with another chick?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
So it's just between you, John, and Pat. Marianne doesn't even know. No. And John's like, look, I just laid there and let him pound me. It's no thing.
You don't lay there and let me pound you. Come on.
What are you talking about?
I would love to pound him.
You don't have a...
I could put one on.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Sure it does.
It doesn't count. And besides, he's doing a favor for a friend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to put myself into this situation. I think that it would really depend on his presentation to me, what my reaction was. I mean, there's almost nothing that I can say would be a deal breaker with us. If he was like, I kissed a dude and I liked it, I'd be like, well, then that's probably something you should explore. Should we just stay together till the kids are 18 and, you know, I'll just start dating? Or, you know, like if you're going to be...
Okay, so if he was like...
If he was like, I'm gay, then obviously we're done.
No, but if he just said to you, yeah, I did that with Pat. No, it hurts. But we're bros.
Well, now they've gone all the way.
I wanted to do him a favor. He's someone I really, he is my bro.
I'd be upset about
it. And it like hurt for about 15 minutes, but I, you know, in the end I was all right. Would you be like,
and we used a condom.
And they use a condom.
I'd be pretty upset.
He did.
Oh. We're going too far.
Your thoughts?
What?
What if you found out that Johnny B, when he was a kid, had one time, as a little, like a 12-year-old, he gave someone a BJ? What if you found that out now? He's like, I did it, but I know I wasn't into it.
That probably wouldn't change anything right now, because he did it when he was a kid.
Right.
If he did it last week.
Yeah.
Last year, last month.
But it wouldn't change anything in your head if he was like one day.
He was a kid.
Kids experiment.
Kid.
You're sitting there and he's like, yeah, I've tasted. It tastes like salty chicken to me.
That sounds good.
And then you're like, what?
I wish it tasted like salty chicken.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I tasted a couple.
Oh, now it's a couple.
Yeah, now it's a couple. I'm going to start thinking about
it. It's no big deal.
It was just a funny game we all played in the neighborhood.
Stick your salty chicken in my mouth was the game. And the boys in the neighborhood played it on me a couple times.
I am hungry for salty chicken right now.
I need meat
every day.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Hey. Oh, all right.
Go ahead. What?
To this guy that wrote in, let us know if you told your wife what you did. I'm curious.
He's not going to tell
his wife.
Are you kidding?
Why not?
Because he's not stupid.
But he's happily married.
Please.
Honest.
You think John's going to tell her that Pat pounded him?
John knows, but he knows I don't need to know that.
And thanks, Matt, for finding that clip for me.
Yeah,
thanks Matt. You're the best.
Around. Loser. You want the final thought?
No,
yeah, take the final thought, Hooman.
Take the final thought, Hooman.
Well,
and an apology would actually probably be
to who?
Good. To all the
absolutely
listeners for your lies.
Please. Just want to say, you know, I was hoping that there'd be more people that could commiserate and be, you know, on my side, but that never happened.
I thought you got off really gently.
No, I didn't. People, I know
really
you think that, but
really?
I didn't. Mm.
More people who would say they had to tell a lie for no reason about something they
and,
did.
And to the listeners, I know you're disappointed in me, but I'm disappointed in you too.
Wow.
Is that the end?
Yeah, that's
all right. Let's have-